content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. Yes, she's back. I'm so happy. Oh my gosh. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio with me and Jill Lane and another special guest today. We've got Eddie Lott. He is the founder of Recycle Revolution. And Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and the founder of Fueling Champions. We have an amazing show lined out today for everyone.
I'm really excited to hear and learn some stuff from Eddie.
Me too. Me too. And so welcome to your first time
to
the studios of One Life Radio here at iHeartMedia in Dallas, Texas. You know, and we met Eddie through basically Eddie and his mom, Maria, through the Grapevine Bar, which is owned by my family, my niece, Michelle. She has been recycling there for years. She's one of your very first customers, if not your first customer. So when I go to businesses and I know that they don't recycle or they don't recycle well, it really bothers me. And so because I think I'm so passionate about it, I carry around recycling with me. I pick up recycling from here at iHeartMedia and take it home. In fact, there's a book out in the hallway. That did you see that Granger book and that Crest toothpaste box? I'm bringing it home with me today so I can recycle it. But yeah.
Well, I feel like everywhere you go, if you eat out, everything you get at those establishments, you know, for takeout and everything is usually a recyclable piece of whatever. And so they should have containers for it. Or like if you get a drink to go, all of that is recyclable. So and Eddie, maybe we can learn from you today, why in the heck do they not have bins for the popular coffee place, everything that
Starbucks.
They serve comes
I'm
in a recyclable container.
Yeah.
Why don't they have recycle bins?
Well, that's right. And you know, it's funny you bring that up because this morning when I was making my coffee, and I have Starbucks coffee, I buy their coffee, not always, but when I'm in there sometimes and I'm low on coffee, just so I always have my backup coffee, you know, in the house instead of going, oh my gosh, I'm out of coffee. So I have this Yukon Blonde here, but when I went to get, I finished it this morning. There's no way to recycle it on the package. Is this recyclable, this like aluminum-y shiny package that their coffee comes in?
You know what? We don't accept that at Recycle Revolution, unfortunately. It's got multiple materials on it, but it's possible that someplace it is recyclable.
Well, there's no recycling mark on it, if you will.
Yeah.
So it kind of bothered me, but I brought it in. This is a perfect example of what we're talking about and what we really need to get away from. Also, I was in my closet getting something to wear, and I was tidying things up, and I pulled some plastic off of a dry cleaning thing that I had, and I brought the little twisty tie that was around my recycling. Again, this gets tossed in the trash probably 99% of the time, or is it even recyclable?
You know, it could
twisty tie.
You know, I can't answer with total assurance on this, but I would say that could be considered a metal because the material on the outside it depends on the twisty tie. I've seen like ones with paper on the outside, stuff like that. It is multiple materials.
Again,
the clean answer is there's no recycling center that would want them, but they're not going to hurt the recycling process of whatever it's going in. Like if you toss into a metal bin, I don't think it's going to hurt anything, but it's multiple materials, and that's really tricky.
I feel like that's the only place they still use those because we used to always have those. That's what closed your trash sack at home. Now it's like the built-in drawstring thing. But now I think my dry cleaning is the only place I still see the twisty tie.
I wish that, you know how they have the recycling or the bags, the reusable bags for the groceries. Why don't we have those for our dry cleaning? Just a zip bag that you can use over and over again. You bring it in.
That's a great idea.
I saw it on Shark Tank. I saw somebody pitching that as their business. Well,
there you go.
And because that was one of their things that you take all this plastic off and it just goes in the waste. And that's not recyclable. It's just that plastic.
That actually is.
It is. I do.
Those plastic things that go on the outside of your dry cleaning are recyclable?
The plastic wrap.
I didn't know that.
It is.
Yeah.
That is recyclable, but
it's still a lot of waste.
So the blue trash container that holds your stuff at home, you just put it in there?
If it's the clear plastic film that I'm thinking of, then yes. Yeah.
I had no idea.
It usually has the little triangle on it that says, like, oh, I don't know, every other foot.
But what
maybe?
If it doesn't?
Now,
does
if it's
it still have it?
If the old ones were cellophane. Cellophane is a bit trickier, but the ones that I've seen in like the recent past are all made of just plastic. It's typically like LDPE, and that's 100%
I had no
recyclable.
Idea. See, awesome. Now I can start. I was just throwing them away, or I would tie them in the bottom and reuse them as a trash sack liner.
Oh, that's great.
Because I'm like, I felt bad dumping all that stuff in there. That's so I tried to reuse it for something else.
That's a great idea. That's a really great idea. I may do that. I do all kinds of, I save my bread bags, you know, if I buy bread, I will,
so
with a little twisty thing to use it for something, you know, you never know. And I do end up using them, and necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so there's so many things I want to ask you. So let's go into this, Eddie, because I just want to go right into it. So Eddie Lott is the founder of Recycle Revolution. He spent 4 years backpacking and working through the Americas during his late teens and early 20s. Eddie came back to the U.S. to finish his schooling and earn his degree in political science started Recycle Revolution. Eddie moved back to Brazil in January of this year and is preparing to launch a tour operating guide service called Gift to Go and take travelers on epic trips throughout amazing and lesser known parts of Brazil. But his mother and he are the owners of RecycleRevolutionDallas.com. That's RecycleRevolutionDallas.com. And so we have started this, listen to me, we have started.
We have started
this initiative here in Dallas called Giddy Up Dallas. Let's recycle intelligently and get all these businesses in Dallas recycling, particularly the restaurant and bars in Dallas, because, oh my gosh, when you think about the cans and the bottles, and like you said, there's over, what'd you say, Eddie, there's like over 1,000 restaurants and bars just in the Dallas city limits, or was
That's
it bars?
Right. That are permitted. There's over 1,000 establishments permitted to serve alcohol.
And only 9 or 10 of them recycle. That's insane.
No way.
It is.
Yes.
It is insane.
Yes, it is insane, and it's got to stop. And that's why we started Giddy Up Dallas. So those that participate get to be featured on our website and come on the show and talk about the process of changing over their whole system at their bar or restaurant.
Yeah, that's
so cool.
That statistic is crazy, and it's even crazier if you think, like, 3 hours down the road in Austin, there's actually, now there's an ordinance that requires all bars and restaurants to recycle.
Really?
So you're going from, like, 100% recycling to, like, I don't know, less than 1% recycling.
I mean, is it too early to ask why? Why is that happening?
You know, it happens because of, I guess, there's a lack of consumer demand that stems from a lack of awareness that that's even happening. I think a lot of us, we recycle at our houses, and we automatically assume when we go places that they're going to recycle, too. And that's not the case. And there's a great reason for that. And that is there's not really an incentive for these businesses to be doing it. There's no law that requires them.
Yeah.
And there's no real financial incentive in the form of like a tax break or anything. So when we ask a business to recycle, they're already paying to throw away their trash. Mm-hmm. And now we're asking them to take on another bill with a recycling service like Recycle Revolution. And really, you know, I mean, the businesses that we do work with, like Grapevine Bar, I mean, they're awesome. There's just not that many that are willing to come out of pocket for something simply because they believe in it.
Yeah.
And so what we always tell people is like the best way you can change that is by showing the bar that you actually do value that, right? By asking them, hey, I'd love it if you recycled here.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a recycling service called
Recycle
Revolution?
And what an opportunity out of 1,000 establishments in Dallas to use that as a marketing angle. I mean, hate to turn it into the business, but it comes back to that because it's financial,
You
said.
Well, absolutely.
So market around that.
Absolutely.
I mean, hey.
But it is becoming important to consumers. It is. People are getting passionate about cleaning up the earth and you know, patronizing businesses that are doing things the right way. And that includes on their menus and behind the scenes what they're doing as well.
Absolutely. The conscientious consumerism thing. The thing is recycling, waste, this industry is very behind the scenes and most people don't think about it on a daily basis.
Yeah, they don't.
I always have to remind myself that because it is the industry I work in. But people don't think about it the same way I don't really think about the lights we use and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we've got to do a better job as an industry probably of calling attention to the issue.
Well, and he's gotten some undercover calls, not recently, but back a couple of years ago from some Whole Food employees and then a Central Market employee that was upset that they were taking their stuff and throwing it in the trash instead of recycling it.
Yeah.
And I do think we need to hold these grocery chains accountable for what they're doing to the earth. After all, they're no different than a restaurant or a bar because you're going in there really and you're buying your food and your drink and you recycle, of course, your stuff when you get it home.
Sure.
But what are they doing with those big cartons behind the scenes? I was in Central Market the other day and I've got this new thing. So when I get in there, they're always putting produce out. Whenever I go, it's usually I don't know why, but it's always super busy. The guys are always out on the floor in the produce. And so I said, hey, are you done with that box? Can I have that? So I took the box and used that to get all my produce to put in and put the stickers on the top of the box. And so I utilize the box and I bring it home and
instead
I reuse
it again.
Instead
of the plastic bags.
Instead of the
smart.
Plastic bags, I refuse to use the plastic bags. I just refuse to use them. And then I get to recycle that again or reuse it. Sometimes I'll drop off boxes from other places at Natural Grocery because they use their boxes as their bags, which is another great idea. And I will give Natural Grocery kudos for that. Because
I think Aldi does that too.
Aldi does it too?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Well, I love it. We've got more coming up here with Addie Lott. So great to have you in studio.
Thank you.
And Jill Lane. She's going to be talking about how much protein should we be eating. And then we're going to go back to raising the bar, talking about all those protein bars out there that are so popular. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old. She said, "Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself."
Welcome back to One Life Radio. Thank you, Diamond. I love that song. Oh my gosh, this is Bernadette. I'm here with Eddie Lott and Jill Lane. We're talking about intelligent recycling. Eddie Lott is the founder of Recycle Revolution, and Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. Okay, so we had so much exciting conversation during the break, and I want to kind of get as much out as I can to our listeners because this is so important. But I want to ask you first,
sure.
Eddie, what made you so passionate about recycling?
You know, it's not that even so much that it's a passion. It's just something that it makes so much sense that I couldn't, once you kind of start to see what's happening and that these things are resources, once you're kind of, your mind makes that switch that, hey, this is a resource that I'm throwing away, it just became very difficult to view it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of naturally, I guess, talk about that issue, like, hey, what are you doing with that? Hey, what are you doing with that? And working at bars while I was finishing up school after I came back from Latin America the first time, everything that touched my hand was recyclable, and yet we threw it all away. We didn't serve food at the places I worked, and so everything from the cardboard boxes that the beers came in to the actual bottles themselves to the aluminum cans at the juice, everything was recyclable.
And that would be a huge win just to get the bar
absolutely.
Industry
oh, yeah.
in on it. Because
absolutely.
Like you said, everything that they serve comes in a can or a glass
Absolutely.
Bottle of
yeah.
some sort.
Well, and I'm going to call out the coffee bars, too. I'm going to call out Starbucks. I was in there last week one day and getting something. I think, anyway, doesn't matter what I got. But I saw her take the big plastic classic gallon jug of milk and just toss it in the trash.
Yeah.
It could have easily been rinsed out and then put in a separate container. And that happens millions and millions of times every single day across this whole nation. And Starbucks needs to be held accountable for it. I know they've got their straw campaign going now, and I appreciate them being all over that. But they can do much better. They're a big company. They're a very successful company, and they can do it better.
They can. And they do it in certain states, and they do it in states where there's demand for it. You know,
like, they come from a state where I would think, you know, they were founded in a state where I would think that mindset would be
Seattle,
you know, where people wanted.
Exactly. And so you see them kind of adjust to the local consumer. Hey, these consumers over here know what's going on.
Right.
Let's do it for them. And then you've got like Texas, and it's kind of a little slower. But I should say that we do work with the Starbucks location now. So it's the first one that I know of that we've worked with.
Which one?
Oh, I think it's the one. I think it's the one in AT&T's headquarters downtown.
Oh, okay.
And it's still very cool.
Did the people that work at AT&T demand it? Who demanded it?
I believe that they were
in
on it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Somebody got on
AT&T
their rear end.
AT&T does a really good job.
There you go.
They recycle a lot there.
And that's what it takes. Somebody getting passionate about it to make changes that we absolutely need across this whole country. So what's the story behind Recycle Revolution?
So I started I came back, like I said, from Latin America, and I was looking at doing a couple of things once I graduated. I thought about continuing traveling, maybe working in journalism or something. And my parents, though, Maria, my mom, who you've had on here, they were like, what about that recycling idea? And I was like, what recycling idea? And they were like, you know, the one about recycling the glass bottles. And I was like, what about it? And they were like, we think that could be really viable. It makes sense. I mean, nobody recycles these glass bottles. We never thought about it. And I was like, of all the ideas I've had, you're telling me the one that you want me to that you have interest in is the one about recycling glass bottles? And they were like, I think that it's really viable. And, you know, I'd never started a business before or anything. And I thought about it. I was like, there's no way I'm doing this. And then I kept thinking. I was like, okay, maybe I'll do this just for a little bit. I'll do it for 3 years. That was my goal when I started Recycle Revolution. I was like, and I'm going to give it everything I have. And I feel like I have a lot of energy at that point in my life. I think I was 26.
Mm-hmm.
And we stuck with it for 3 years. We did it. Maria came on as my partner. I mean, she's amazing. I call her Maria. She's my mom outside of work. But I mean, I feel like I met Maria when we started Recycle Revolution together.
Oh, nice.
And she's just amazing. She's competent. She's the best partner I could ever ask for.
She is amazing. She's incredibly
she's
sweet.
Spirited.
She came to my party. She came to
she
the
did.
Party.
Did
I
you
didn't
she
meet
had
her?
A great
you
time,
didn't,
by
you
the
didn't
way.
Meet her. You were there, Jill.
I'm sure I saw her.
Yeah, she was wonderful. So cool. You know, so could we talk about the life cycle of a product and the industry that is built around that?
Sure. So I actually, you know, this is how I understand the life cycle of a product. There could be like if there's a chart out there that's better than this. But when I first started RR, I kept thinking, how come it's so hard for us to get these businesses? Like, where are we in the whole big scheme of things? And so I started realizing how, like, what happened whenever somebody would produce waste. And so basically you and I, or anybody, when we drink like a Coca-Cola, we're generating it and generating this piece of waste, and we start this cycle. So now we got a piece of waste. It's a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
From there, it needs to go to a collector, right? They're going to pick it up, and they're going to take it probably to a processor. So at that point, it's still a bottle. When it goes to a processor, at that point, it becomes plastic again. Okay, they're going to take this plastic bottle, chew it down, maybe melt it, grind it, and it's going to become little pieces of workable plastic. At that point, they're going to send it to a manufacturer. They're going to make it into something else, like a plastic bottle. Okay.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's going to go to a distributor, to a wholesaler, to a retailer, and then we're going to buy it again, and now we're a consumer. So we start the cycle as a generator, and we finish it as a consumer.
Well, when you say generator, all I could think of is all of the energy that it's taking to do that and then to transport all
the transport
stuff.
Yeah.
My gosh,
it's
what are we doing?
And there's something interesting about that, which is also there's a lot of jobs that are created on that cycle. I mean, in between every one of those steps, you do have the transportation. And so recycling is very famous for being a job producer when you compare it to the alternative, which is landfilling, right? And here's the thing. The landfill cycle is not really a cycle. It's a line, and it goes from the generator to the collector, to the landfill. So you lose a lot of economic activity in there. But you also lose, obviously, some environmental benefits, because as you move on down the food chain of best practices from reduce, reuse, upcycle, compost, recycle, incinerate, landfill's at the bottom. There's no value to be extracted from this activity. This is like a negative value in almost every sense. Mm-hmm. And as you move up the food chain on that hierarchy, the better and better the practice goes. But our Recycle Revolution, the thing was, I was like, how come it's so hard for us to collect? And I realized that landfilling is so cheap. This is why. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be somebody else to help start this cycle. And that is, there needs to be an educator.
Oh my gosh, it should cost more to put your crap in a
Absolutely.
Landfill.
That's exactly
it. I mean, it's
it.
So opposite. When you think about it, you should be rewarded for recycling, and it should cost you to add to a landfill.
You just hit the nail on the head. That is exactly it. And in states where you see recycling rates that are really high, they happen naturally because of economics. Because it's expensive to landfill. Mm. But in Texas, the fourth cheapest state in the United States,
you want to get somebody to listen, just talk, just make it hurt their wallet.
Yep, that's
Even
exactly
right. Even if it's
right.
just a little bit, that's how you get their attention.
If the city was to come out tomorrow and quadruple the price of landfilling, recycling rates would go through the roof. Hmm. We would all be recycling.
Well, there's so much I want to ask you. What are some of the biggest mistakes that people make as far as recycling? Number one, I think, and I'm just going to put in case, I'm pretty sure you're going to go to this, but people that think they're doing well by putting a container that's recyclable in the recycling bin and yet putting it in there with food in it, putting it in there dirty.
That's awful. That's a bad one. As somebody who has to sort it occasionally still, that's really bad. You know, we have a really human process at RR, so people are always shocked. We give free tours at our center. It's a community center. It's for residents. We made it so that we could show people the work we do. And people are always like, wow, it's such a human process. They expect these machines. We're like, no, we still sort. We have machines for different things, but we sort by hand.
Wow.
So we have a really good idea of what comes in. And as far as big mistakes, like honest mistakes, I almost don't qualify putting food in the recycle bin as an honest mistake. At that point, it's kind of negligent. Like, this is
Absolutely.
A recycle bin.
Yeah.
Like, your plastics, nobody needs to go home and wash these things out with soap and water. That's unnecessary. But, like, having excess residual food waste, something that can stink. Because imagine, we get it the next day. That maybe is not that big of a deal. And let's say we pass it to the next guy, to the processor. And he's got it, like, 2 weeks later. Mm. And then imagine he's shipping it to China or something, and they're opening up the thing, and this food has been in there for, like, 2 months. I mean, it gets really gross. And
it is gross.
It can contaminate a whole load of recyclables.
Well, and in spite of it being gross, can't it stop that recycling, like, unit, if you will, from being recycled? Because
Absolutely.
It's all moldy and icky and stinky, and you have to throw it in the trash, which is what you were trying to avoid in the first place.
At some point, if it's you get enough of those, like, one container, theoretically, probably not that big a deal. But if everybody, if one out of every 10 people puts a container in like that, it does become a big deal.
Yeah.
And at some point, somebody will take the whole load and say it's trash.
I see the biggest violations at Whole Foods. Where people, you know, their cafeteria where people eat, and then afterwards they think they're doing the right thing, but you see food in the...
I find the recycling bin confusing.
It is
actually
confusing.
Because there's compost, and they have, like, pictures of what should go in compost, then there's recycle, then there's trash, and I don't feel like it's delineated clearly enough.
Absolutely.
And so even I'm like, is this compost? Because this is like cardboard, or should I put this in recycle? I'm confused. Yep. I don't know. And then probably people just give up when a confused mind says no and chuck it in the trash.
Throw it in the trash. Yeah.
It's hard. We call that post-consumer. So, like, Whole Foods is going to have some pre-consumer stuff, like, let's say, lettuce that just doesn't go bad, or that goes bad, that never made it out into the cafeteria. That stuff they can control pretty easily. It's their personnel controlling it. When you have post-consumer stuff in the front of the house, you have to deal with everybody's own practices, right? And some people aren't going to care. They're just going to throw their stuff in there. There's a lack of accountability with those front of the house programs. And one of the things we stress at Recycle Revolution is, like, it's a program. It's not like you can just get a dumpster and expect it to work. Just like you can't expect to lose weight just because you buy, like, I don't know, like Jenny Craig cans or something. Like, it's a program. It requires like education. It requires consciousness. It requires being able to see results. Mm-hmm. It requires like being able to step on a scale, right?
Yeah.
And understanding why you're doing the things you're doing. So we like to make programs, and we always say like we offer programs, not dumpsters. Dumpsters are just part of the program. And so when you're talking about Whole Foods, who, by the way, I know that they compost there. And I the one guy that I've met at Uptown, they do a really good job.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about composting. We're going to be out of time here in a minute, but I've got about a minute. What is in store for the future of Recycle Revolution?
Well, right now we're doubling down on compost. I feel like the whole industry is going that way, but we're a small business and we've always created a niche for ourselves by being ahead of the curve, kind of.
Yeah.
And we're lucky because we're in an industry where, like, you can already see what the correct practice is. The correct practice is that we shouldn't be wasting this much. Mm. And as we keep moving towards there, it's just obvious. The larger waste companies, they're always a step behind. So I think composting for now, and I don't know, we'll see moving forward.
All right. So great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll get to touch on some more of this as we move through the program. We've got Jill Lane coming up. How much protein should we be eating? And we're going to be talking about raising the bar. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hey y'all, it's Bernadette. We are so excited to be Ruby sponsors for the SPCA Fur Ball this year. And you know what? We wouldn't be able to do it without the help of our sponsors, great companies like Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, Plant-Based Protein, sunlight and infrared saunas, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. It takes a team to make a change, and helping the SPCA save animals in North Texas is just one of our many missions. Thank you for your support, too, and thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio with me. I also have Eddie Lott is staying in the studio with us, and Jill Lane. Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. Fueling Champions is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill Lane at Team Fueling Champions on Instagram and on her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today we're talking about how much protein should we be eating? This is such a huge question. People ask about this all the time. So why do we even need to eat protein? I'm going to start with that, even though I know. We need to live.
Right? Protein is a critical source of something called amino acids. And if you played with Legos as a kid, or if you have kids that play with Legos, think of amino acids as Legos. Think of amino acids as Legos. They build things in the body. They build muscle tissue. They build mood chemicals. They help build digestive enzymes, and on and on and on. And so without those building blocks, we can't have those things I just listed. Like, so it's critical.
Like the mitochondria.
Yeah, I mean, they don't build mitochondria, but they interplay in the processes that happen in the mitochondria.
Okay.
So they're not necessarily a fuel source, although they can become one, or they can be turned into a fuel source. They're more, think of them more as a building block. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're looking at what protein helps to build.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when people think of protein, they almost automatically think of meat.
Right.
Okay. And we've become a society, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's, that have just become obsessed with the meat. But I'm discovering a little bit about that. I did some research on it, and there's a lot of money spent by a lot of different associations to get us to eat a lot of meat. I don't think that's necessarily good for us. We're going to be doing a little bit of investigating and actually talking about it in the upcoming months quite a bit. But when I think of protein, I don't necessarily think of meat, but I'm not programmed for that. So what should you think of when you think of foods that contain protein?
So amino acids, well, that's the way I like to think about it. Amino acids are found in almost every food we eat, with the exception of straight fat. So if you think of coconut oil or olive oil, there's an abundance of amino acids in fat, pure fat. But in everything else, there's amino acids. So plants, nuts and seeds, of course, anything from an animal, meats from an animal, dairy products. Those are kind of the big groups. I mean, that's everything else we eat outside mm-hmm. of fat. So
yeah.
Plants, nuts and seeds, which are plants, beans and legumes and lentils, which are plants.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, things that come from animals. So everything that's dairy. And then, of course, you know, chicken, fish, eggs, mm-hmm. beef, bison, you know, on and on and on.
Well, I'm going to ask a question. I'm not sure if I've ever asked you this before, but a lot of people, I think about this. What makes beans and rice a complete protein?
Well, technically, a complete protein is when all of the essential amino acids are intact, as if they were in an animal protein. And so in the plant world, some of the issue around is is rice a good source of protein, or are peas a good source of protein? They're compared back to the array of essential amino acids. An essential amino acid means we can't make it in our body. We have to eat it in the outside world in order for our body to get it. And we need the essential amino acids to, like I said, build muscle, repair ourselves from injury. And so rice and even soy to a certain extent and pea protein have, they're either missing an essential amino acid or they're low in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people who've been in the vegetarian or vegan world for a long time know of what's called food combining. They eat beans and rice together because mm-hmm. when you do that, the gaps are filled by the other.
Oh, nice.
Or they eat nuts and seeds are a big filler for mm-hmm. to add with rice or to add with beans to up the essential amino acid content to make it more like what would come from an animal protein.
Okay. Well, so how much protein should we really be eating every day?
I think that's a really great question. And the RDA is half of a gram per kilogram of body weight, which is hard to figure out. So to figure out how many kilograms you weigh, you divide your weight by 2.2. And then you multiply that, you just take half of that. In my opinion, that's low. I like people to live somewhere around half of their body weight in grams of protein per day. Now, if you think about that, so that's if you weigh 150 pounds, we'll do easy math, that's 75 grams of protein divided out into three meals and maybe one snack. You're maybe at around 15 to 25 grams of protein at each of those feedings. And so then you backfill it with any of those sources we just talked about, nuts and seeds, plants, beans, legumes, eggs, fish, mm-hmm. turkey. Now, some people need more than that. Anybody that's growing, aka kids, up to mm-hmm. about the age of 25,
yeah.
young adults up to about the age of 25, if you're healing from a surgery or anything like that, the literature shows you need more. And if you're an athlete, the literature shows you need more. And if you're over the age of 60, you go back to needing more, partly mm-hmm. because our digestion starts to go to crap as we get older, and we need more protein to help trigger not only get past digestive incapabilities, but also to keep lean body mass on, because the loss of muscle is one of the biggest predictors of aging as we get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So is there anything that you should, because I'm reading this about six signs that you're eating way too much protein. Can you eat? Obviously, you can eat too much protein. They talk about constipation, feeling super thirsty if you're eating too much protein, moodiness.
Well, here's the deal. One, you've had one of the king of all protein researchers on the show very regularly, Dr. Joey Antonio.
Dr. Joey Antonio.
He's done long-term studies on people eating four times the amount of protein I just talked mm-hmm. about. No issue on bone health, no issue on kidney health, as long as they didn't have predetermined kidney
right.
disease. And so what the takeaway is, or what the rap on protein has been, is that it's dangerous if you eat too much. It's bad on your kidneys, it's bad on your bone. None of that is true.
Well,
none of that is true.
Right, but I think it's the type of protein that can be so hard on your body too. If you're eating poor quality meat,
sure,
a lot of poor quality meat, you are going to have health ramifications.
But here's the deal, protein doesn't cause constipation. What the takeaway is that people think eating a high protein diet means you don't eat any plants.
Right. I know.
And that's the misnomer. We
it
have
is.
To change, just kind of like with the recycling conversation.
Right.
Just because you're eating quote unquote high protein doesn't mean that's all you eat. And
right.
so you get constipated because you stop eating plants.
Yes.
Hear this. Everybody should be eating a plant-based diet. Everybody
Thank
should
you.
Be eating a plant-based diet.
Yep.
In addition to that, you should be eating healthy fats and protein. Now, you get to choose where your protein comes from. Do you want to eat fish? Do you want to eat beef? Do you want to eat eggs? Do you want to eat pea protein, plant-based protein? You get to choose that.
Right.
But everybody should be eating plant-based diet. That's what all the longevity studies show.
Yep.
Period. End of story. If you're getting constipated on high-protein diets, because you forgot the plants.
Right.
Period.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And of course, I have to give a shout-out to one of our great sponsors, long-term sponsors, is Sun Warrior. It's plant-based protein. It's organic. It's full spectrum of the amino acids with the lysine and leucine and mm-hmm. all those things that you need if you're going to be a vegan or a vegetarian. But plant-based diet is good for you, like you
yes.
just said, period.
Yeah.
It is the optimal diet, to
Listen,
be honest.
In my athletes, I use plant-based powders, you know, similar to Sun Warrior, to augment protein, because for them and their body weight, it's hard to physically consume the amount of protein they need based on their training load.
Right.
I have them eating animal-based protein, but supplementing with plant-based protein, because we all need to eat plants.
Yes,
and I think
do.
A smart thing is to not always be eating the same protein all the time. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a whole other topic to get into. Okay, we need to know, be really cautious about where our protein comes from, how it was raised, if it was from an animal. But you know what? Same goes for the plants. It's the same discussion for everything. But don't get so freaked out that you just stop eating. Just be really smart about, you know, how much you're eating. Don't be afraid to eat protein. In fact, most of the people that see me that have ailments, have performance-related issues, have issues with their health, they're not eating enough protein. So the fact that we're eating too much protein is not a true statement. I don't see that when people come into me. Right. People are eating too much sugar and not enough plants.
Absolutely. Jolaine, love it. Putting it out there. I just love it.
That is. Like,
I do. I just love
more plants, less sugar, clean protein, drink water, be happy, get in the sun, recycle. Yeah, it's like recycle. A pretty easy equation.
Love it, everyone. Jolaine, you can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. We've got more coming up with Jill, raising the bar, and Eddie Lott is staying in studio with us. If you have any recycling questions or just want to call in to talk to Jill, 214-787-1190. We'll be right back. Travel like gypsies in the night, and a thousand times I've seen this road, a thousand times. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind.
Yo.
Situation is
you.
Todd Diamond forgot about me for a second there.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Diamond Gray, We've got Eddie Lott in studio and Jill Lane. We're talking about raising the bar. We had such a response from the segment that we did last week about talking about all the protein bars out there, all the health bars that are on the market, which ones are good, which ones aren't, and what effect they have on your body, what ones have a lot of sugar, which ones have sucralose, and all these things that are important. And everyone, I think, pretty much grabs at least one of these bars a week. Would you agree, as they're out and about living their life?
Yeah, I mean, it's like almost a $900 million. Okay,
gotcha.
You got me there. I didn't think that through. Industry. So, I mean, the stats would show that people are eating bars.
Wow. I would think it's even more.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
I found this new one that I picked up today at Royal Blue Grocery, because they have a ton of them. I also picked up Think Thin. I want to talk about that because a lot of people buy those. Thunderbird, but this Beauty Food Collagen Protein Bar. So that's the rage now, all the collagen bars, right?
Right.
What should we look for? This one looks amazing. I'm going to hand it over to you, and it tastes amazing, but it's got some ingredients in it that I've never seen before.
Well, I think the three fundamentals that we covered last show still hold true, which is you got to know where the protein is coming from. I am not a soy protein fan, and we can talk about that in a minute. You need to know how it's sweetened. We're going to, without a doubt, avoid artificial sweeteners. And the biggest one in bars these days is sucralose. And so you want to read for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a lot of the quote-unquote diet bars that say they don't have a lot of sugar.
Right.
That should be a red flag to you. If any of the bars you're getting from any of these weight loss programs or anything are like, hey, low carb, you need to immediately look to see what's the sugar source then, because it's going to be a sweet bar.
Absolutely.
So you need to look.
How do you feel about maltodextrin?
Well, I don't see it a lot in bars. It's usually something more in like crackers or something like that. I feel like it's something we should pay attention to, but I think we have bigger fish to fry. I need to get people off artificial sweeteners first, and then we'll go to some of the nuanced things. You know, people, that's just my opinion. Let's start with the low-hanging fruit, the stuff that's going to make a big difference to people, like artificial sweeteners and, you know, food colorings and just too much sugar as a whole, before we start to parse through, okay, should we be eating polyols and should we be eating maltodextrin and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So,
go ahead with the beauty bar.
So really quickly, so you want to know protein source, you want to know sugar source, and then you want to make sure that doesn't have any food colorings. Most bars don't have food colorings these days. I feel like the bar industry has kind of moved on from the fact that it needs to be dyed a certain color, but from time to time you see it in stuff for kids. So you need to read that for sure. So this bar in particular has cashew butter, marine collagen peptides, Yukon syrup, I don't know, potato? I have no idea what that is. Sweet potato, cocoa butter, tapioca, coconut vanilla, cinnamon. So technically you kind of understand what all these ingredients are. So then my next thing that we teach is, okay, well, what are you eating the bar for? Are you an athlete? Do you need a snack or do you need a meal replacement? Which one is it? And that dictates, okay, how much sugar or carbohydrate versus how much protein you should have in it. This is about a 1-to-1 bar. It's 18 grams of carbs and 15 grams of protein. There's 3 grams of fiber, so you get to subtract that from the total carb count. So that means 15 and 15, 1-to-1. So this would be okay for a snack. It's a little light as a meal replacement, but for, you know, a lighter weight woman or like a teenager, it would be an okay amount of protein and carbohydrate.
Okay.
So yeah, this one would be fine. I mean, collagen is debatable whether it's a true protein source. The amino acid content in collagen is interesting. The amino acid quality, which is kind of how protein is graded on the quality of the protein that's in it and the amino acids, is a very debatable topic in the nutrition world right now. So I don't lean a lot on collagen, but there's interesting data to show that's good for joint health and skin, hair, and nails.
Mm-hmm.
So
hence they call it beauty bar.
Exactly.
It was pricey. It was $5.99 for that bar.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
That's pricey.
I think that's the highest price I've ever
paid for a bar. Collagen in general, collagen products and protein powders and stuff are generally not inexpensive for whatever reason.
Well, yeah. Okay. So here's one that you see it everywhere. I see it at natural grocers. I see this everywhere. It's Think Thin High Protein Bar. I'm going to hand it over to you. And then the Kind one is another one that you see everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Kind falls in my kind of quote unquote snack bar category because it doesn't generally have as much protein, only 3 grams of protein, but it's usually pretty high in carbohydrates. This one has 21 grams, so, you know, about 7 teaspoons of sugar. So to me, this is not a protein bar, not a meal replacement. This is potentially a snack. The one thing Kind has going for it is it has a lot of quote unquote good fats, because there's nuts and seeds at the base of a Kind bar. Mm-hmm. You can see, though, that there's not a lot of protein. So right. back to the protein conversation, there's only 3 grams of protein in here. That's why nuts and seeds shouldn't be your sole source of protein. They're more fats and minerals and fiber than protein. Right. So this is more like a snack bar. But if you're trying to lose weight or you have issues with blood sugar, this is not a friendly bar for you. So don't let this fancy packaging fool you. And it says Kind. Well, this is not Kind to your behind if you're trying to lose weight, or to your blood sugar if you have blood sugar issues. Oh, wow. It is not Kind. Okay.
So good to know. You're so smart. I just love talking about all of these. Okay, so what about the Think Thin? And then I'm going to ask you about the Hail Mary.
So this one gets a red light for me automatically, because the source of protein is soy protein isolates, the first ingredient. You know, if I was just going to look at the protein to carb ratio, it's a 1-to-1. So I would say, okay, cool, this is 20 grams. This could maybe be a meal replacement. This would be a decent snack for a lot of people. But I'm not on board with soy protein isolate for a variety of reasons. I think one of the best resources is a PhD nutritionist by the name of Kayla Daniels. She wrote a great book called The Whole Soy Story, basically advocating against all of the big soy lobbyists who say that, you know, it should receive the heart association stamp and all sorts of things that, you know, most of the data we see on it is sketchy at best and that we shouldn't be regularly consuming it.
Well, and it's genetically modified.
Yeah. I mean, GM soy has all sorts of other problems, but regardless if it's a GM or not, it's still problematic. It can potentially increase cancer risk. It can, like we talked about last time, bring on puberty early and delay it in our kids. It's one of the top food allergies. So just in population studies, it's a high food allergy. And we're like, oh, well, you know, the Asians eat a lot of it. It's good for us. Well, guess what they eat in Asia? They don't eat this bar with soy protein isolate. They eat fermented soy, which means all of the stuff in the soy that is potentially, quote unquote, bad for you has gone away because they fermented it. So they have miso and tempeh and natto. That is not what's in this bar.
Okay.
Ain't no natto in this bar. This is soy protein isolate. This is junk food soy.
Wow.
Junk food soy.
Wow. See, and I didn't know that, because I was going to bring up that question in Asian countries about how they eat soy. It's so prevalent in their diet.
Yeah, but it's not in this bar. It's traditional fermented stuff. So anytime we see a culture eating something, in America, what we like to do is blow it up and mass produce it.
Yes.
We leave behind the traditional stuff that they did to that food to make it healthy. Mm-hmm. Usually some sort of fermentation that takes away the lectins, like in the case of soy, and the phytates and the oxalates and all this stuff that harm your thyroid potentially and cause all sorts of other problems.
Okay, so what about, I love these salted brownie Hail Mary bar bites. I just absolutely love them.
Give me that. That's candy. Give it to me. I know. I'm going to eat it.
Okay, but it's got a lot of good stuff in it. I mean, it really does. I'm going to have
to
check it out.
I love Hail Mary.
It's got 10 grams of protein here, and it's a local company, actually, too.
They are?
It's
founded, I didn't know they're local.
And I met the owner, and I can't think of her name right now.
Mary?
I think it might be Mary. I think it might be, and I think she's Catholic, too. Hail Mary, full of grace.
That's so funny.
Hence the name. I think she might be. But
so almost a 1-to-1 bar, 10 grams of protein, 16 grams of carbs, but 5 grams of fiber. So you always get to deduct the fiber from the total carb count.
Yeah.
So it's almost a 1-to-1. And it's, you know, stuff you can recognize. Almonds, maple syrup, sunflower protein, and sea salt and hemp seeds. I mean, you know, it should be simple. You should recognize the ingredients.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be more than a 2-to-1 ratio for carbohydrates, unless you just got done training for a marathon or your kid just got done being in practice for more than a couple hours. Mm-hmm. The average person needs a 1-to-1 protein to carb or less carbohydrates in a bar. And that's, you know, no soy, no sucralose, no food dyes, no trans fats, no MSG, just the same stuff we read for in our food that we cover on the show.
Straightforward.
Yeah, it's just simple. Travel with the stuff. You know, this is my favorite bar to travel with. And I think you would like them as an animal advocate. They're based in Austin. They're called Epic. But they're really for animal welfare. And I know that should be important to everybody.
It should.
But this is 15 grams of protein, and it's like sriracha spicy chicken. It's so good. So when I travel, I always take these. So if I get trapped somewhere, I don't succumb myself to all the weird stuff they sell at the airport.
Nice. Always so full of knowledge. Jill Lane, thank you so much. Eddie Lott, thank you so much. It's been
my
a great
pleasure.
Show. I hope everybody's enjoyed it. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or our podcast after the broadcast. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors that bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Get Sun Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. It is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company providing the best plant-based vegan protein powder and supplements. The H-Hump Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the Sunlight and Saunas. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.